Blog Talk Radio.
Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop.
Turning up my
music.
Urban flavor radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody. You are now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, girl. You know our spill. Hump day.
Halfway through the week, as we always say, this is when the breather come in, where you know you can relax. Coming up shortly, Friday.
I know that's right.
How was your day, though?
Huh?
How was your day, though?
It was pretty good. Not a bad work day. Had Monday off, and my little man was sick.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know how everybody all scared about the coronavirus, but, you know, my son's asthmatic, so, you know, when he's not breathing right and all that, I gotta make sure he's good, but,
my mom over here sick, so I don't know if Ms. Donna gonna be calling in tonight, y'all, but, you know, as long as it ain't the coronavirus, you know, we'll be okay.
It'll be okay. You know, we look forward to Ms. Donna every Wednesday, because she always dropping knowledge on us, so we love her.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, how was your weekend?
It was good. I didn't do too much. I said last week I was going to pretty much relax. It's pretty much what I did for the most part.
Yeah.
Nothing really. But what are we talking about tonight, girl? What are we talking about?
Okay, well, tonight, I thought this was a very good topic, so can two people co-parent in the same household and truly move on with their lives? You know, does it confuse the children, or, you know, do they have feelings still there? So I thought this was a very good topic, you know, because it seems to be very common nowadays. So with that being said, I guess it all depends on the type of relationship you have with the other parent. You know, if you're trying to move on with your life, that can be kind of tricky because a lot of people are not going to be feeling if you still live with your significant other. Not significant other, but, you know, the person you have a child with, that can kind of be an uncomfortable, you know, situation, you know, dating. And they're like, you know, we had this discussion last week about, you know, dating, you know, over 30. And most of the time, you know, someone has, you know, a situation. So on that note, can you truly move on when you're still in the same household with them? Like, is there certain rules that have to be set, certain responsibilities? Like, how do you really break that down, you know, to somebody? Have you known someone to experience that, or have you experienced, you know, that situation yourself?
And I agree that it's very circumstantial, because if you have two people that are still living together because it's cost effective and you're not ready to have your kids that you're separating, so you're just kind of holding on to that last little bit and staying in the same household. If you two have moved on and you have your own social lives, your own personal lives, and you're really just going to work and tending to your kids, I think it's possible. But if you're two people that are holding on to that last little bit and there's still feelings there, we all know that shit is not going to work, because sex is going to be involved, and we all know it's sex. And then, like you said, if you have a, if you are sharing a home with your, you know, the children of your the father of your children or the mother of your children, and you do have a relationship outside of that, for one, it takes you being with a very secure person to be okay with. You know, that's a whole lot of work for that to be. You know, they have to keep you happy, keep themselves happy, and then adjust to the fact that they really don't know what's going on in your home at night. They're not there.
Exactly. It's a lot of work.
So it's, to me, it's very circumstantial. But, yeah, I definitely hope that we do get a caller that has actually experienced that situation. I myself have never. I know one of my siblings, they were kind of in a situation like that where her and, you know, her current boyfriend, long-time relationship, they were not, they had never lived together at this point. And he had stopped working. He injured himself, and he ended up staying in the basement of his son's mother's house for a long time, actually, maybe like a year. You know, because my sister was basically like, you know, I love you, but if you're going to live with me, you have to work. And that's how, you know, that happened. She was okay with it because she was okay with the relationship that he had with his son's mother. But again, that's a very secure person. So, you know, it'd be nice to hear from somebody that's experienced it, or even being the significant other to a person in that situation. I would definitely love to hear that story.
Well, I've been through that.
So talk to us then.
So I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it with y'all. Okay. So I thought I was secure enough to deal with it, and I do think I'm a secure woman, but I'm not gonna lie. When the nighttime came, you know, that's when the thought kind of ran in my mind, like,
absolutely,
you know, they under the same, you know, the same household, you know, they, you know, may have a lonely night, you know, I don't know, it takes a strong person. I know I dealt with it for a little while, and it was just too hard for me, because I felt like by them living together, and I get they're trying to do what's best for the child, because I know finances was an issue, and that's why they were thing. Like, I know she didn't really make no money, and I did, as a man, he was trying to do the right thing, like to make sure his son, you know, was in a great environment.
Right.
But I felt like with that whole situation, it ran our relationship.
Oh, yeah. Because everything
all around that. Yeah. Like, I felt like, you know, because of the situation, it kind of ran what we had going on. Like, I can admit people that can do it, but to keep it 100, could I ever do it again? No, hell no, I can't. I can't, because I honestly always had in the back of my mind, like, they doing something. No, they doing something. And then especially, like I said, or he could have had a drink that night. She could have been, appealing that night. You know, you just don't know, because only they know what's going on behind the closed doors. Another thing, especially you're not allowed to go over there. Like, you know, you just don't know what's going on. Now, I had a homeboy that, you know, he does have that situation. And I asked him straight up, like, you know, how do y'all deal with that? You know, do y'all date other people? He was like, yeah. But they actually have their, you know, whoever they're dealing with can actually come to the house. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, her man comes to the house, you know, and, you know, his whatever can come to the house, like, they just doing it for the sake of their child, you know. I guess if it's that type of situation, you can deal with it better. But me, girl, I'm 37 now. And I just, you know, that's just a hard I was younger when I was in that situation, you know, but it's just me looking back, like, I can't do it now. Like, I don't think I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like
it's not you being insecure either. Like, that's naturally things are going, especially for a woman in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be, you know, just say for an example, you know, Friday, y'all were supposed to get up, and since y'all don't live together, obviously, that's the time that you plan to be intimate, and then all of a sudden, he can't make it. First thing you're going to think about is, oh, well, he's going to fuck her tonight then. And that's,
exactly.
That's just like
exactly.
A thought. I'm not a man, so I don't know, you know, how they would really feel about that or if they would have them kind of thoughts,
mm-hmm.
but secure or not secure, you're definitely going to think stuff like that, and that just puts like a personal stress on you. Which then probably creates arguments in the relationship, which leads to the relationship falling apart, you know, and you have to really trust that person too. And since you've been through it, you know, a man can sit there and tell you over and over again, it's nothing, but you have been cheated on and lied to about other things. So why not that, you know, that's a thought that it would leave in your head easily.
Yeah, girl, because I'm telling you, all types of shit went through your head when they got that situation, because they'll be like, because I just want to say, no, why for her? That shit bad. You know, they're going to say whatever.
Yes, for my family. I'm doing this for my family.
Exactly. But then it's like, but you still have sex with her. So y'all produce a child.
Right.
But don't act like, you know, there was nothing, you know, like you just disgusted with her, because especially if they got like a young child. You know, no, you just was with her not that long ago. Like, I think that was a young side of me. I thought he was a nice guy, and I was like, okay, but, girl, I just really was not, you know, cut out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless it was like my homeboy, you know, like, the dude can come to the house, or his girl, whoever he belongs, can come to the house.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. But if you got to, you know, you got to make her happy and make me happy. Girl, I ain't got the tolerance for it no more. And honestly, I cannot deal with it. And that's what it's just trying. This is kind of like a little bit what we were speaking about last week. Like, you know, people are to stand together for financial reasons, you know, at a certain age. Like, a lot of times they do it because they don't have the finances to live separately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they want their child in a stable environment. And, you know, a child's going to be happy to have both of their parents.
Absolutely.
The same roof, but it's like, well, if you know, most likely the kids know mommy and daddy are not together. Is it confusing the kids or giving the kids false hope that, you know, mommy and daddy are still under the same roof? And it's like, you know, like, can you honestly live with your child's mother or child's father and there's no physical shit going on?
Right.
You know,
and then aside from that, about as far as with the children, like you were just saying, you know, a lot of people do that too for the sake of the children, and then you end up separating anyway. So now you done got this child used to y'all being in the same household for all this extra time to turn around and divide the family up. You know, I feel like if it is for financial reasons, that's one thing, but go ahead and figure that out, because the longer child becomes accustomed to coming home and mommy and daddy are there, the harder it's going to be for them when you separate, you know?
Exactly.
So, again, that refers back to our topic last week, too. Part of that conversation was, you know, staying for the wrong reasons. So, you know, I think it really could have an effect on everybody, you know, the different others, the baby mother, the baby father, and the children. So you have to really choose wisely, obviously.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine being the person that has to please the significant other and the baby mother or the baby father.
That's a job.
That has to be a whole lot of work, trying to keep everybody happy on top of your children. That's crazy to me. I don't think I could ever handle that type of
females, we can become work sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
can.
As a man, like, you know, because I've seen it. I've seen, like I said, just me experiencing it myself. And then, you know, I have homeboys that went through it, and I'm just like, you know, how you deal with that shit? And they tell me it's trust. They're like, yo, I got to make sure she's happy because, you know, I have a child with her. I got to make sure the bills are paid. You know, and a lot of times, like, it can be like a spiteful baby mama, baby father.
Oh,
like, you know, you're not going to see your child as this. And then you got his lady. or whatever, and she's, you know, trying to please her. So I just think it's a lot of hard work, and honestly, unless you got a situation where, you know, the person can come to the house,
mm-hmm.
I guess you don't date. I'm just going to be real because
agreed.
I'm telling you, I just feel like it's just always, you know, in the back of your head, like, you know, y'all may go out or y'all can hung out for the weekend. You know, I'm about to go home, but man, we go home, but she's there. And it's like the bedroom, like I've known that too. Like one of my homegirls, you know, she was married and she had 4 kids by this man. And when they went to separate, I was like, girl, like, why are you still there? It was a lot of times it was finances.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm just waiting to try to get my credit and get my stuff together. But I know because me and her were friends, you know, she slept in a room with her girls. And then, you know, he had, you know, their room or whatever. But she still dated and lived her life. And she'd be hung like, no, like, you can call me whatever. Like, me and him and I are not like that. But that was somebody that, you know, she was with since high school. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So they had, they were looking at the assets and the houses, the car. So, like, if I get it, you want your fair share. But girl, it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a lot of work. And sometimes when they're dealing with that other child's mother, child's father, with that pill, they don't give you no water to take that pill down.
Right. And then the spiteful ones, you know, that those be the worst ones, you know, like,
yeah.
Like if everybody gets along, you know, like with Brian and I, like I don't if I had to be in the same home as his son's mother, like it wouldn't bother me, you know, we've
mm-hmm.
like gone to his football games together and sat next to each other, things like that. But this situation is different, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I understand their relationship, I respect their relationship, but I'm not worried about their relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where in the beginning, you know, there were definitely things done out of spite, and naturally, especially when the baby's new or the baby's young, you know, the child's mother tends to have the upper hand because the father's just thinking
mm-hmm.
about how to keep things in place for the sake of the child, and you have
yeah.
to that take that and run with it, and I'm mm-hmm. glad that was nipped in the bud early with my situation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women that have to, and men as well, but I can't really speak for a man, you know, but there's
yeah.
a lot of women have to deal with the child's mother always having the upper hand, even in the case that they're not in the same home. Sometimes you still
mm-hmm.
have those problems in your own home because of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So spiteful shit is definitely a deal breaker for a lot of women, and I honestly
mm-hmm.
feel like it takes a certain type of love and a certain type of devotion to stick through that type of situation, because it can be very, very difficult to maintain your relationship when you're dealing with what you feel like is a challenge every day. You're you know
yeah.
what I mean? You're in a challenge, you're in a competition, you gotta outdo this and outdo that. Like that's too much stress. So I couldn't even imagine dealing with them living together, you know,
yeah.
being that person on the outside.
Yeah, but maybe if, like, you had a relationship with the child's mother, that would probably make a difference, right? Because, like, for two, you have, you know, with us talking at the beginning, you know, when we first started doing everything, we both situations where we got with a man that the child was infant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we both built relationships with these women. Say if, like, you know, something happened and she had to move in with you guys, with your situation, because I thought she got so much respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows you love her son. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, it would be okay. Or even, you know, vice versa, say y'all, you and your fiance weren't living together, but you had a relationship with her. So, yeah, girl, come over. You'll be okay because she's inviting you.
Right.
To talk to you, have a relationship. But, girl, be the ones that I don't want my child around her. No,
right.
That's what I experienced. Like, she didn't want a child around me. And
mm-hmm.
she just, you know, she was still, those feelings were still there. So, and like I said, he allowed her to run everything.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, you know what, I ain't got time for this shit. Like I said, if I ever dealt with that again, it had to be some things where maybe me and her was cool. Let me stop lying. I can't deal with it no more. But I'm just
you saying in the instance that you just said one time decided to do it again, this next time it's going to be boundaries, rules, and regulations.
Girl,
that,
I don't know.
It changes again. Too, you know, because like you said, he let her have the upper hand. Okay, well, if you're going to be living with the parents of your child and you have another relationship, that is all up to you how things go, because both parties are depending on you to keep that level of respect there, to keep that level of communication open, and to make sure that there's an understanding. Like, you know, you can be the child's mother all day. You still going to respect me if I'm the woman in his life. I don't give a damn. You're going to respect me as well. And it takes the man making sure that that respect is there, because you and her can go back and forth all day until you put your foot down and say, this is what it is, and this is what we're going to do. It's just going to keep going back and forth. And unfortunately, some bitches still going to keep going back and forth. They don't care. But I don't think I could do it. I definitely don't want to do it. You know, at this point, if it happens, because of the situation and the relationship and everything that's there, you know, it could be done if it had to, but it's definitely not nowhere near within my preference.
I know that's right. Like I said, it all depends, you know, on the situation. But like I said, from experience, like I said, I'm the type, you know, I have two kids. My kids are 10 years apart, and my kids are two different fathers. But I've never been drama for them or anybody that they wanted to deal with. So I can never co-parent with my son's father underneath the same roof. I don't care what nobody says. They can listen, go back and tell. That has never fucking happened ever in the history of life. But anyway, because stand him as a person. But like I said, me and my daughter's father, you know, when I got pregnant with my daughter, I was way younger. And he's always been a great father. We were young. It just didn't work.
Right.
But like, say the situation and we had to co-parent with our daughter in the same roof. So he has his... Well, like I said, he's married now, but I'm saying, say he wasn't, I'm like, you can't have your girl, because I don't want that drama. I don't care about him anymore.
Right.
Like, that's just dead. But say the situation where we both, financially, we just couldn't make it on our own. Okay, well, let's get a three-level house. Your ass go downstairs.
Right.
Company, upstairs, you know, it's just like, and that's one thing why I could say about him and even his friends, they tell me, yo, you're so lucky, but the show never caused no drama for you. Because, like I said, it's dead. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we had going on, nobody broke us up. It was just didn't work.
Yeah.
So why am I going to, I'm not going to bring drama to her for what?
Right.
Like, but a lot of people don't think like you and I.
And too bad they don't.
No, they don't. I'm just like, I don't care about her, because she didn't break us up. You treat my daughter right? Okay. You happy? Well, I don't care if you happy, but she treat my daughter right? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to embrace her. Like, it is what it is.
Correct. You know. Well, we got someone that wants to tap in and chime in on our conversation. I hope it's worth listening to.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Talk to
Once again, you guys are killing the topic. This is an amazing topic once again. For me, I can't really say. So me and my kids' mom, at the end of our relationship many, many ages ago, when we decided that we were going to part ways, we were still living with each other. And one of the greatest things that we came up with was the fact that our personal wants, needs, and desires are irrelevant when it comes to the wants, needs, and desires of our children. Our life together from that point forward became everything children. So as long as our children were well taken care of, who you were dating or who I was dating didn't matter. We never got into each other's personal space, because that's what it is. That's that person's personal space. Now, of course, my children, it was a situation where, you know, her boyfriend was kind of, leaning toward abusive. He was saying some things and he was physical with her. And because my children were involved, it involved me, right? So, mm-hmm. of course, I had to step up to the plate and I had to say something. I think at the end of the day, and I believe, Shell, you said it takes a level of maturity, right? Because me and my, I tell people when me and you, if me and you were to date, when we first meet, I explain to you the role that my kid's mm-hmm. mom has in my life, right? And we have grandkids now. So my kid's mom is my oldest living friend to this day. Right. We've known mm-hmm. I've known her longer than anybody else that's in my life currently. And she's friends with my family. It's nothing for me to come mm-hmm. to an event and she's there at my family's house. Right. And that has nothing mm-hmm. to do with me. That's the relationship that she's built with my family over all of these years.
Mm-hmm.
And she can bring her boyfriend. If her boyfriend comes and I walk in the house and her boyfriend's there, you know, I show the respect, so I go to him first. Hey, what's happening, brother man? Good to see you. You still mm-hmm. with this crazy woman? Oh, I don't see how you do it. What's up, baby mama? I give her a hug, and then I go ahead about my business. I'm not paying them any mind, right?
I
so
know,
we
right.
just
that's how I am with my daughter's father. I'm still friends with family. Everybody still embrace me. They, like, you know, they have my friend now, but, you know, like, mm-hmm. they met, you know, prior relationship I had, and it's all love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And, yeah. and I love my kid's mom for the fact that she mm-hmm. she gave me two children, right? So I respect
exactly.
her, right? And so, and I love her because she's, you know, she's my, you know, like I say, my oldest living friend. We're still friends to this day, right? But once mm-hmm. again, we just never invade each other's personal space. So who she's dating is no mm-hmm. bother to me, you know, and vice versa. We've been in situations where it was one situation where the girl I was dating, she was dating her ex-husband, right? And it mm-hmm. was a crazy situation, but birthdays, because his kids were in my home and my daughter was in their home. And it was a crazy situation because my girlfriend is mm-hmm. is your her however it was crazy, but we got through it because
yeah.
it was for the children. We just did it for the
yeah.
kids. So I just believe in a situation like that. If you're mature enough to understand, once you could take self out of the picture, right? And you know, mm-hmm. I believe that true love in its essence wants you to be happy. So as long as you're happy in your
yeah.
new relationship and who you're with, I'm happy for you. And as long as mm-hmm. parents, we take care of our children, and even the new guy. I have no problem with the new guy. Just new guy, understand
yeah.
that they have a active father in their life because I'm very active in their
mm-hmm.
lives, right? But I do understand, like, I'm not going to allow, it was a situation where my son tried to play the guy and was like, I'm going to call my dad, right?
Oops.
And then I call, when I call, I put dude on the phone. I put dude on the phone and told my son, if he tells you to do X, Y, and Z, you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't call me and think that you're going to get out of doing it. You know what I'm saying? You'll still have to do it. So once we develop that alliance, you know, it just made for a better situation. I don't want to take up y'all too much more of y'all time. I know y'all about to go to break. But once again, great topic. Maturity. Let's be mature adults. Let's be mature
so
men and women. Yes.
So, you know, y'all was in the same household
mm-hmm.
at one point. You know, y'all was mm-hmm. not together and co-parenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, did any ever run across your mind, like, you know, because it's a high thing, it's me. So, you know,
I would have to be completely honest. I wasn't the mature person in the beginning. So,
mm-hmm.
so
okay.
I had to grow to that point because she had a little boyfriend. I did kind of get in my feelings one day. We got into a whole big situation. And that's when I had to wake up to the fact that it was because after the situation, I had to realize that I was being extremely unfair. We wasn't together anymore. And she had a right to be happy and move on to somebody else.
Right.
So initially when it first happened, I wasn't quite ready for it because mm-hmm. it sounded good when we was breaking up and we was like, oh, yeah, we're going to just
uh-huh.
be best friends and you're free to see somebody else. But when I actually seen her with the dude at first, I was like, oh, what are you doing? You were supposed to be over there. Yeah, but then we went through that situation and it was vice versa because I had found me a little friend And we literally was outside one day, and me and a friend are together, and we pull up with the friend, and then I come in the house, and she was like, I can't believe you put that B over here. You ain't have to bring her over here. So we went through our emotions
in the
kitchen.
That's where it gets juicy at. Okay.
It was
so how long did y'all do this for?
That one, each person one time. So, and that was kind of like in the very beginning. So when we decided, okay, go your way, you know, I met a little female. Mm-hmm. It kind of happened right in the same period. So I say probably a matter of 2 weeks, right? We both flipped on each other. And then after that, we sat down and was like, yo, this is not how this is supposed to work. You know, you're supposed to be free to do you, and you're supposed to be free to do you. And then we thoroughly shook on it and made that understand and hugged each other and said, go over there and play with your boyfriend. You go play with your girlfriend. I'll see you later.
And then
how long
did
y'all
co-parent
for in the same household?
Yeah.
I would say, you mean after we broke up?
Yes.
We probably did that for a matter of about a year. It was about a year before she moved out.
Oh, Jesus. So let me ask you, because I got to know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that year, because I have to say this. Okay, I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all weren't ever tempted in that whole year to do, like, did y'all have any type of physical relationship?
Oh, yeah, we did the Oom Baby a couple times.
See, the horse on the focus. Whatever, she ultimately started failing that. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. So, you see what I'm saying?
We did the Oom Baby a couple
times. Same damn household. Yeah, y'all did it. And then, you know, you got to, you know, the late night, or she didn't got the shower. And her little, you didn't
get
to shower your boxer.
We were still sleeping in the same bed with each other, though, that whole time.
That's what I'm saying. So y'all want
to my God.
Either,
so this was not really we're separated, we're co-parenting. This was, we going to be roommates with benefits, but we both get to do what we want to do outside.
No. Well,
yes.
In the beginning, yes. In the beginning, yes. But no, we did get to a final point where even though we was laying in the same bed together, because this is early in the breakup. It was early in the breakup,
you know,
that we were still sleeping with each other.
Okay, so let me ask you. So it was some acting it up, you know, pop, locking, dropping it, whatever y'all was doing at nighttime. So when y'all was doing this, because I have to know, was y'all digging other people when y'all was doing this stuff?
And did the other people know? Were you telling lies to them?
That y'all was doing it.
Okay, so yes, we were dating other people, right? I can't speak on her behalf, right? I definitely can't speak on her behalf. But on my behalf, yes. The person who I was dating, right? Because to me, it's different. People see things, it's levels to dating, right? If I just met you and we've only known each other like 5-6 months, right? To me, that's still not nothing serious. People jump the gun too fast, right? I just met you. I don't really know you like that, right? I'm not about to change my whole life and we're about to get married and, you know, go off running with each other for 5 or 6 months, right? So I probably knew this girl every bit about 2 to 3 months. So I'm still trying to feel you out. You know what I'm saying? I've been with this woman for years.
Right.
So, yeah, I was very open with the fact that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you know, I still be tapping baby mama every now and then.
Oh,
well,
you
okay?
So did you tell her that? You tap it every once in a while?
But hold on, because situation, she and then her baby daddy was a homeboy of mine, right? I knew her baby daddy, and I knew her baby daddy was still getting it in. I knew they were still getting it in.
You know what?
I mean, grown folks, if you're trying to, you know, grown folks just, you know, understand stuff like that. It's like an unwritten code to me. You know, as long as you're honest. You know, I've been in relationships where I freely allow people, yo, you need space to go, you know, try sow your oats or whatever, go do your damn thing, you know, and just call me when you're done or, you know. Whatever, you know.
Yeah,
because you don't really owe me nothing. You're not married to me. A lot of people, like I say, they take this relationship thing too intense. Like, we just in a dating situation where we're getting to know each other. You don't owe me nothing.
Okay, talk. I want Kate. Kate, what do you have to say? And I'm gonna go in right after you. let me know your opinion of all of this right now. I want to know,
for one, you know, I couldn't be the other girlfriend that he sat there and told, you know, I still be tapping baby mom's time. Nah, we're not doing that. And I wouldn't care if it was early in the relationship, because at the end of the day, that same woman is going to be in your life for the rest of your life because you have a child.
Uh-huh.
With her. So why should I accept the fact that you're interested in me, but you want to keep sleeping with her just because it's the beginning of our relationship, when at the end of the day, she's never going to go away? So for me, that would absolutely be a game changer, and that would absolutely be a no at this age. You know, back in the day, we've all dealt with shit when we were younger, but I just feel like if you out here dating, but you still bouncing back to that same woman, then to me, in my mind, you always going to keep bouncing back to her, because that's who you can rely on when other shit ain't working out for you, clearly, because I'm sure the baby mother knew that you was dating, but she was still okay with giving you some ass and doing whatever.
Y'all doing it.
But that's a blanket statement, though. When you say always, that's a blanket statement, because that's just like saying one thing I don't agree with, you know, in the AAs, right? When you hear people say once an addict, always an addict. That's a lie, because I know people who used to do drugs who are no longer on drugs and have been free from drugs and they ain't going back to drugs, right? It's been over a decade or so. But years since I've slept with my kid's mama. So you can't say always, because I have no desire to. She could be in front of me butterball naked and it ain't going down because I'm not having it. So to say always is not true.
I don't mean that you will always sleep with her. I'm saying that, okay, so we're going to take two people, an adult and, a, you know, two adults. They dating, and the guy's like, listen, you know, I'm into you, but it's early in a relationship, so I just want to keep it 100 with you, you know. I'm still sleeping with my best friend here and there. Okay, boom. She's like, okay, well, you know, it's only 2 months in. I'm still talking to little JJ from around the block. It's cool. You know, we kicking it, whatever. But then when feelings come into play, and she wants you all to herself, even if you do stop sleeping with your baby mother, in the back of her mind, she knows she's going to always have to deal with this woman being in your life, not necessarily. But how am I going to feel comfortable going to the cookout with you a year into our relationship, knowing 5 months into our relationship or 4 months into our relationship, you were still sleeping with her? That's not something that would settle easily. Like we said in the beginning, it would take a very confident, secure person. It's different if we started dating and you had the baby mother with the drama and this and that, and she hollering, you still fucking her, and you're telling me you're not. That's different. But for you to blatantly say early into our situation that you are still choosing to sleep with her, I'm not never going to forget that later just because now we're in 3 years. I'm still going to remember early in our relationship, you still had a sexual attraction enough to this woman to keep sleeping with her while you're entertaining me.
Well, then I would leave that on trust factor, right? Because I live by two morals. Actions speak louder than words, and time tells all things, right? So trust is this. I literally told you what the situation was, right? Now, of course, you have every right to accept it or reject it, right? So then if I was honest enough to tell you that I was doing it, right, why wouldn't you respect and trust the honesty and I'm telling you that I'm not doing it? Because why would I lie? I didn't lie to you when I was doing it. So now when I'm not doing it and I'm telling you that I'm not doing it, so then why wouldn't you respect that, right? So now if you don't trust it, the issue isn't mine. The issue is yours. You need to deal with your trust issues, because I openly told you and I showed you that you can trust me in telling you that I was doing it. I didn't have to tell you that.
And you're right.
So you are running, you like, I'm still hitting baby mama.
Yeah, you also now built this wall up between me and this woman that I now have to, if we do end up together forever, that I have to deal with for the rest of our lives. You put that wall
there. But I don't see the wall. I don't see the wall with the woman. Why is the wall with the woman built up? If you were sleeping with your baby daddy, right, and your baby daddy really doesn't know me and has no reason to, he don't owe me nothing, right? So I can't take that out on a baby mama, on your baby daddy. Everything that you've done, every action that you commit is an action that you committed. So I can only go off of what you do. So when I meet the baby daddy, I ain't got no problem with baby daddy. Now, I'm not stupid. If I can see that baby daddy is still trying to, you know, control this relationship or how he treats you or how you guys interact with one another, then I would develop my opinion on baby daddy. But I'm not going to develop my opinion on him based on the fact that me and you are sleeping together.
Not so much.
And I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. If you tell me that you're not sleeping with him, I'm going to believe it until I have reason not to. But you have to give me that reason.
This is true. This is true. Okay, Sal. So
that's true.
You know what I say? Because I think we do have a caller, another caller too.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Well, like
I know
said,
that
okay,
was a great combo.
Well,
huh?
Paula, if you are keeping it 100, I respect that. But a lot of men don't keep it 100 because my situation, they won't write, I'm still sleeping with her. Lie. They didn't fucking tell me that shit. They tried to, I was doing this for my child or whatever. Now, if you keep it 100, like, yeah, me and her, so okay, then I respect it because you was, like I said in other shows, let me know your situation. Okay, and let me know if I can fucking handle that shit. If you fucking lying to me from the beginning and you trying to portray like this a certain way, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, a lot of times people are not that honest with you. You were just a rare few.
Majority, yes. Honest. Majority, they're not.
They're not. They're like, no, that's just my baby mama. That's why for me going through that shit in my younger days, and I'm like, can I do that shit? No, that's why I kept trying to, be the mature one and say, well, maybe then that's enough. I'm going to keep it real. We on our show. Fuck that shit. No, I can't handle it. I can't.
So there
because
you go.
Because I can't.
The host said it's a no for them.
I can't fucking handle that shit because I've been through it, and I know how fucking females are sneaky, and they do shit out of fucking spite. Like, I don't fuck with him, so I'm going to fuck him because I know to piss her off or whatever.
Right.
Like,
And that's something that males will never understand. They'll never understand.
Exactly.
We know how women are, and that's just
vindictive.
But we got to take this break, girl, because Aiden got us hyped and had us running over.
Oh, my God. Look at how late it is. You know what?
Yep.
Let's go to this little break real quick.
If you're holding to speak, remember to push 1. Callers that are holding now, we will get to you as soon as we return.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Duro, you gotta let it bump. Like that, yeah. Come on, bring the chorus in. Yeah, I do a bit, lose the red, busting, trusting that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door, mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop. Minus one shot, we need no one. G money, man, we all we got. From the stoop to the big dude, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man, I thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man, we young execs. My name, my big, my tie, my high, my Gotti. We your body, all is right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never liking my girl. That's how we run when you ain't around. I spank your son, keep him in line. If you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my raised me crazy, product of my environment. Nothing can save me. Thanks for letting me bloom, for your wisdom, for your womb, for the roof over my head, for my shoes, for my bed. For the most important lesson in life was when you said, strive for what you believe in, set goals and you can achieve them. Thanks for the days you kept me breathing, when my asthma was bad and my chest was weaving. Thanks for the look of love just as I was leaving on night. You thought I wouldn't come back, that left you grieving. Thanks for holding down the household when times was bad. As a man, I apologize for my dad. When the
starting up my
music,
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
your urban party station.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to this cup of tea we got going on this evening. Thank y'all for holding and tuning in. We're going to go ahead and get to a caller since our time is running out already. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, ladies. It's me.
Oh, Miss Donna made it.
Miss Donna.
Yes, I had to make it, even though I'm not feeling well, but I just had to come on and voice my opinion and say good job once again, ladies.
Thank you. So tell us your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to try to touch a little bit on all of your questions if I can. As far as two people co-parenting, I think that's great if it can be done. In the same household, I'm on the fence about that. Only because the other question is confusing the children and if the feelings are still there. So here's my take. Mm-hmm. If you're going to co-parent and live in the same home, that's great. As long as if you're having your own separate relationships, don't bring it in the home because there's children there and it will confuse them, especially if they see, you know, mom and dad together in the house or whatever, and then someone else, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever coming in, that I don't think that's healthy for children.
Yeah.
So, I think co-parenting needs to be, it doesn't mean you have to be single, but if you're going to choose to co-parent in the same home where your children lay their head, then any relationship outside of that on both parts needs to stay out of the home, like, period. Personally, I really don't think it should happen at all. If you can co-parent, but I don't think you should live together. And that kind of ties in our feelings still there. So come on, you know, you're the man or your woman, you already had kids, whatever, obviously it was good. So the chance of feelings still being there or even coming back, that could or could not cause problems. You know, especially if you're co-parenting and each one of you have a man or a woman, but you're not bringing them in the home and y'all there together, say there's something that goes wrong with one of the relationships, you know, now you're a little ticked off, maybe you want to do a get back, what have you. So I think people have to think really hard and long about co-parenting in the same home. And it kind of goes back to what Abraham said, though, as well. On the other hand, if it's a trusting, strong relationship on the outside, as well as the parents themselves, and the parents not wanting to deal with the other one in that way, then, again, it probably will work. But as long as you don't bring outside relationships inside the home. So it could work. It could not. It could probably cause problems with you moving on, because one of the other things was, you know, can you basically, you know, live on and move on and live your life? Well, if you have your ex in the home with you, that's a little difficult, I would think.
It is.
And I would really love it if, you know, I know you listeners out there, I would really love a little, you know, comment on that, see what you think. So call in.
Thank you, Miss Donna. Thank you.
All right, ladies.
All right, good night. All right, we got another caller.
Hello.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
We know it's a man because we heard a man's voice.
I guess we have to move on to somebody else. Caller, are you there? Okay.
Hey, caller.
Hey. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's Crystal. You got two.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah, I thought I was going to call, but I'm here.
So yeah, that's all the way dead. Yeah, no co-parenting here in the same house. No, that's dead. Cause I don't know, I'm a Scorpio and my feelings gonna still be there, and you ain't gonna bring no other mamas in my house, cause it's my house.
Right.
Ain't your house, it's my house. But I mean, the people that do it, big ups. But no, not me. I was just telling my husband, and he was like, "Nope, that's dead." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's all the way dead." I don't know what they talking about. They could do it. And Abraham, yeah, I know y'all was getting it in, cause a year.
Yeah, they was.
He was honest,
but that's exactly the problem, is that everybody's not going to be honest, and you're never going to know. It's the unknown that is going to keep the relationship ruined. Like, I feel like it's just always going to be a problem, unless, again, you are this massively secure, I ain't worried about nothing. But, you know, in reality, we all have, like, some type of streak to us, whether it's jealousy, possessiveness, whatever it is. And those streaks are going to be played on when you have to deal with somebody co-parenting in the same household. Like, this person.
Mm.
Like, Abraham, they were sleeping in the same bed. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, that's all the way dead. He was probably laughing, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your call, sis. We say all
thank
your
No life. Problem.
Yes. Have a good night.
You too.
You got one more caller?
We got one more caller, girl. I think so. Caller, you there?
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Lisa. I'm Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
I'm from Louisiana, but I had to pitch in for a second. I'm under the weather as well, but I had to give
my
input on that. I absolutely agree with majority of the callers. There's no way that you can co-parent in the same household and try to live your life. And I'm just going to speak on experience for myself. Me and my husband, we separated. And I can speak on this because we're on the best terms right now. We separated and called each other trying to just co-parent, like me moving back in the house. And you know, thankfully, in this situation, we ended up building our relationship to where it became stronger. But there's no way that you have that good feeling of, okay, everything is working, everything is cool. And I think that we both, as a collective, could say that there's no way that you could move on from something when you're showing your children genuine parenting in a household and not have feelings in general.
Right.
Like, or them spark back up. I mean, you know, it worked out for my favor because we co-parent, I guess, if you will, and we're back together. But it's too messy for that, because ain't no way no females coming to my house and trying to tell me that you're it's not going to happen
at all, and I
would expect the same way on his end too. Like, ain't no man is going to come to my house and be like, "Oh, well, I'm your ex-wife's boyfriend," and it's just not going to work. That's just a setup for disaster. But y'all are doing amazing. I'm tuned in, sticking all, and keep doing what y'all doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much.
We do.
Yeah,
have a good night. Move, girl. So I think definitely most people agree that it will not work. You know, obviously it can be done. And to the people that are doing it and remaining faithful to their outside relationships, I highly, highly respect and commend you guys. And to the person that's on the outside of that, I respect you even more, because when I say
girl, child,
it's just, it's just a bit much, but it's good to see that there are still people like Abe that would be honest and stuff like that, you know. I think for some females that would actually make a difference, but the trust definitely got to be there, and there can't be many insecurities either, because, you know, I mean, they were sleeping in the same bed. To me, that's definitely
girl, but it's kind of like Abe on the girl. Girl, they be crying, because, you know, like I said, with me being you know, even become a single mom after 30, and I would ask those questions. Like, they're like, yo, this is in the same house. I'm like, why? I'm going to ask why. And like, funny, well, it's too much for our kids. Where you sleep at? And they, and honestly, they was probably lying to me the whole time. They were like, nah, they probably sleeping that damn girl the whole damn time. But like I said, I went through it. And like I said, like, I guess I was really stupid. I was just really stupid, I guess. But like, it's just, after going through that, I'm like, yeah, that just ain't for Michelle. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like,
and I
it, it just ain't for me.
You were the person that Abraham was just describing. You had that trust there, and
yeah.
You tried to not let your insecurities take over the situation. But you know, reality is, and just like with the last caller, like with Lisa, you know, it could also backfire. So now you're in a relationship with
yeah.
this person. They swear it up and down. They separate, and they just still in the
mm-hmm.
same for right now, for the sake of the kids. But whole time they don't even realize they're just building their relationship even stronger. Now where does that leave you? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it could backfire as well. So it's almost it takes beyond trust to be okay with being on the outside of that type of situation. To me, I
exactly.
just
well. Just to let y'all know, shelf and table salt, I do not recommend it. unless, I'll say this, unless, like, he's like, you know, we're separated. I do have a place coming up. It isn't
right.
ready till next month on the 1st. Like, what's today's date? Today's
right.
11th?
Right.
Okay. And he's like, yo, I'm only staying there because my place ain't ready to April 15th. Okay. So you need someone to stay today. Okay. But I don't want, now what I've been through and I'm older, I don't want to hear that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's
oh.
for another year. That's a 1 year is a very long time to
yeah,
to
like
after plan your weekend with your significant other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
okay, well, y'all got anything going on at the house? Because it's Friday. I would like to stay the night with you.
I'd like to see you, boo.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm not going through that shit anymore. That, like, it's just not happening. Like I said, like I was trying to be mature.
Right.
My answer, I was like, nah, fuck that. I ain't
Hey, we uncensored for a reason. Speak your mind.
Oh my God, fuck that. Nah, unless you're waiting for a place that's like within 30 days, I don't want to hear that year shit no more. Like, I don't. And if y'all doing what y'all need to do in the best interest of your child, y'all do that. Leave me out that shit. Cause I ain't
right.
going through that shit no more. I'm just saying.
And at the end of the day, like I said earlier, you know, if it's for the children, keep in mind if y'all have no intentions on staying together, you're just putting in this co-parenting time, and in the meantime, your children are getting used to you two being together. Now, all of a sudden, mommy got a new boyfriend, daddy got a new girlfriend, and one of them don't
exactly.
live. Exactly. So, you know, to me, I feel like it can also be an excuse. You know, I feel like a lot of people use that excuse, like they're not ready
mm-hmm.
to let go, but they want to move on with their lives. So I'm going to just go ahead and throw this co-parenting thing in here, and we just going to do what it do till we're tired and ready to actually move on.
Exactly. I'll be telling people, like, I don't want to hear it because I have two kids by myself.
Right.
And I'm doing it by myself. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I feel you, girl.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I ain't gonna lie. I just want to see the opinion.
Exactly. I'm glad we got some callers, though. It was nice to hear everybody's views. Time is approaching already. So we appreciate
yeah.
our listeners, y'all. Please remember to follow our page on Facebook. Like it, share it. Whatever. Follow us on IG, Table Talk with Shell and Kay, blogtalkwithshell.com if you missed our shows and would like to tune in to the previous episodes. And we are DMV Urban Flavor Network Radio.
Ew. Yeah, Cardi B on. Ew. You got to do the occurrence. I can't do it.
Girl, it only works sometimes.
I'll try it now.
DMV Flavor Urban. I'm not going to. We ain't even got the time. We appreciate
all
time.
All right. Well, let the song play like Abe said last week. We ain't let the song play.
All right now.
Starting up my music. Urban Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.